Welcome to another episode of Diva Court. It's nighttime and it's the right time. I have with me my co-diva.
Hey, y'all.
Dana Smith, government names as usual. Listeners, we hope you did not turn your cell phone off already, because anybody who did is going to miss out tonight. We've got the edutainment coming from the left, the right, and the center.
That's a good game. Left, right, center.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's not as good as the
Diva Court
finals.
Oh.
But we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. We're not going to rush. Find us every week on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. Don't forget to look for our videos every Wednesday when we push them real good. Today we are wearing the colors of burgundy. Rich burgundy wine, whatever you want to call it. It would be wine if you're drinking wine tonight. But it's burgundy if you're looking with your glasses. Listeners, we got a lot of hot topics coming at you. We're going to come out the blocks tonight with Jonathan Majors.
Before we do that, the eclipse.
Oh.
Did you see it?
I did. But it was disappointing.
You had your glasses?
I did.
So what did it look like?
But it was only 75%. It looks like a quarter moon.
Okay.
The sun looked like a quarter moon.
Okay.
So it was a quarter sun.
Okay.
I wish we had a larger percentage. But it did look
be further like
in Canada, New York, or somewhere. I wasn't in Michigan.
I know Michigan, they said they actually got dark.
I wasn't in the good path. We actually did look funny. It kind of looked like when the sun was getting ready to go down, and then it stopped. So I didn't get as much as I wanted to get. But we did get more than 2017, so we're grateful.
You know, there was a woman who said that God told her to kill somebody on the eclipse, but I don't have the article to talk
Thank
about.
Thank the
that.
Lord you don't have that.
I killed them because of the eclipse.
Listeners, we're not going to eclipse that story for you tonight.
We will eclipse that story for you. Just cover it up.
We're going to eclipse it 100%. We're not going to air it.
Let's talk about Jonathan.
But let's talk about Jonathan. Jonathan avoided any jail time, because it wasn't going to be prison. Listeners, there's a difference between prison and jail. Prison is where you go if you're convicted of a felony and sentenced to prison time. Jail, county jail, that is where you go if you have a misdemeanor conviction. So he wasn't going to prison anyway, but he did avoid jail. And jail is just as bad as prison. Sometimes the local jail is worse. I've had clients that were attacked, sexually attacked, in a county lockup. But Jonathan avoided it. What's your take? What do you think about Jonathan avoiding prison time? Do you think he should have gone to jail?
No. Here's my question.
You said that no kind of quick.
Yeah. How injured do you, like, if you get pushed, but you don't fall into something and there's no bruises, is that assault? Like, don't you need, like, some damage to your body? Like, I get it. You get punched. That's different. But like if somebody pushes you or somebody grabs you, like.
I got a better one for you.
Like,
I think
don't you need some type of bruise?
If someone is defending themselves from your initial assault, is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm saying like if I push you.
Right.
And you just. But you don't fall. You don't injure yourself. But I literally assaulted you by pushing you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a jailable offense?
Okay, so that would be a battery. And unfortunately, listeners, the aggravated...
I think there's too many people in jail for a soft.
Well, here's the thing. Simple battery means I didn't cause you any damage, but I did physically...
Battery just sounds so bad.
Assault sounds bad? battery sounds so much worse than assault.
Like I'm beating you or something.
No, simple battery is I did a push, but you're not harmed. You don't have any bruises, but assault is.
Salt sounds like seasoning. That's what it is.
Oh, is that what it is? You put some salt on it. Well, salt is leaving some marks. If you're salty and you left marks.
So what did he get charged with?
Well, he was charged with misdemeanors. So his misdemeanors were like battery. And some jurisdictions will like label their misdemeanors a little bit differently.
Okay.
So simple assault is, or battery or simple battery and that kind of stuff. But he had all misdemeanors, so he wasn't facing any
prison. It should be called unwanted touch. If you ain't get injured, It should just be called.
To be honest with you, a lot of statutes have that in there. Okay. The unwanted touching of another.
Right.
They do include
it. But non-sexual unwanted touch, it should be called.
They do. They have it in there. They have it in there.
And then it tells, if it shows up on your record and somebody says, well, what is this? And you're like, oh, I pushed.
Most people these days, because we're such a litigious country and we arrest such a large portion of our population, they really don't care unless it's a felony. Because they know that a misdemeanor, the right cop just has to show up. He just has to be an idiot. He just has to not know the law. And he just has to decide somebody's going to jail. And it could be you.
I don't even think that the police should even write you a ticket for pushing somebody. It should be, all right, you guys.
I think if there's no injury, I think it should be a citation.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? If it's a misdemeanor and you can't see any physical injury to the person when the officer shows up, I think the officer should write you a misdemeanor citation, just like he gives you a ticket, and say, you got to come to court. Let them figure it out.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to take anybody's freedom when I can't really see any marks. And you could be lying. Because if I can't see any injuries, how do I know who's telling the truth? Especially when I show up as an officer and there are two sides to the story and both sides could be plausible.
I'm at the place where if it's a push and you don't see it, if there's no damage at all, like, we're not even doing this.
Well, you know, some cops will come out and they will exercise their discretion. Unfortunately, in society, people are unpredictable. And you could show up as an officer in a domestic situation, did not see any injuries, and come back and carry a body.
She did. He did.
So it's very dangerous. Yeah. It's a tough call.
I get that.
And that's why some officers are like, I'm just going to err on the side of caution, because if I take you with me, nobody's dying of the two of you tonight.
And it's not going to be on me.
It won't be on my name.
Well, yeah, okay? So then it should be like the drunk tank or the timeout pin.
Right. So I think.
It should be in a drunk tank timeout
pin. You know what? The timeout pin could be this. I'm not going to take you to jail, but you got to leave. And you have to leave while I'm here.
No, you
cannot come back.
No, I think the timeout pin should, I'm going to take you to jail, but it's just for timeout. It's not, we're not going, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a serious question.
So you can calm down.
Listeners, what she's saying is a timeout pin. Let's see if it matches up with the timeout constitution. What about my constitutional rights? About my freedom while you try to figure out who's telling the truth? What if that was the liar, and you took the innocent person into the timeout pen?
Both.
Oh, everybody goes.
Everybody
violate.
Go in the timeout.
You get a timeout. You get a timeout.
Wait a minute.
Everybody, the timeout. Everybody.
This diva listeners is giving out timeouts like Oprah gave out cars.
And that's what they should
do. You get a timeout. You get a timeout.
They should go to jail and sit in the corner.
Okay.
So they're not even really locked up. So they're just in a corner.
You're not going
to
violate one constitutional right. You're going to violate them all.
Everybody get
by. Oh, you have kids? They go too. Time out for the children.
They ain't gonna go to defense.
I take you, your husband, and the kids with me.
Yeah.
All right. So Jonathan Major's case is a little bit on the fence for me. The reason I say that is because originally his girlfriend was also charged and arrested. So I would have loved to hear what occurred after both their arrest that caused them to dismiss the charges against her. And I know we live in a society where it's controversial as to whether women are the equal sex or the weaker sex.
Equal
sex. Equal sounds equal better, because we're looking weaker. For equal. So right. We're equal and we're weaker, because that's what I would call it, equal sex. Equal. We really are
you
the equal sex.
Right.
I had it right the first
you
time. Look right. At God speaking through me in the night. Mm-hmm. All right. So equal, because sometimes we want to be equal and then sometimes we want to be weaker. Oh, we got a drink to that. That's a point that requires a sip.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there were a category, it would be equal sex. So, what might have happened is they decided after locking up both individuals that she was the weaker sex. And because of that, her charges need to be dismissed. Because remember now.
I will file charges against her.
No, they did, and they dismissed them. That's my point, is you should file charges against both individuals. I think in a fair society, you'd have taken both cases to trial. I would have taken both cases to trial. You got convicted for putting bruises on her. You got convicted for putting bruises on him. Because in some of the footage, she's actually chasing this man.
She is chasing him.
She's the aggressor. Mm-hmm. She's chasing this man. And then I didn't find her video believable. Like when she called him, and then she hung up, and then he went back to the apartment, and she was found in a closet. It kind of looked staged because she was they were like, oh, she was found unconscious and they were trying to wake her. And it was kind of like, I'm waking from a sleep. You ever seen anybody wake from unconscious like that?
I don't know how you wake up unconscious.
No, but my thing is, if you're unconscious, I should have to do something to bring you
So wait. You're unconscious and I stuffed you in the closet? How'd you get in the closet?
That's the point. What were you doing in the closet?
What you in there for?
So
why are you in the
It just smelled staged. It just smelled unfair. It just smelled
the recording.
Yeah, it just smelled superstar-ish.
You need to be like Michelle Obama.
I mean, that's evidence coming in. What's wrong with being like Michelle Obama and Barack? I just found that to be derogatory. Like, that should be great. We should all aspire to like a good couple, a good married couple with no drama.
It's funny that he used that as an...
No, the prosecutor used that as a negative.
No, it's funny that he used that as an analogy of what...
And they used it against him at trial and convicted him.
No, what I'm saying is that you asking this woman, you know she crazy.
He had to have known.
He knows.
Those signs had to have been there.
He knows.
Red light, stop sign, yield.
Exactly.
Proceed with caution.
Red flag.
Look, curvy road ahead.
Now he's with Megan Good, right?
Yes. He says, I have a real strong
Michelle Obama
that I should have had in the first place. I made a mistake. Please forgive me. Career over. I'm hopeful that Jonathan Majors will appeal his conviction, whether probation or not, because I know a lot of people like.
You know what's crazy? Robert Downey Jr. was a whole alleged crackhead. I don't even think he was a crackhead for real, but he was on some drugs.
Yeah, he was strung out. He was in little children's beds at other people's houses with pictures taken of him where he didn't even realize he was so out of it. He didn't realize he was not at his own home.
Alcohol.
You remember that? Woo! That was a mess.
And y'all gave him Iron Man.
Yes.
I mean, it was after the fact.
It was. Also, he just needed like a year.
Several years after that.
Oh, okay.
Before he even got Iron Man, he was, what was it, Tropical Thunder?
So let me ask you a question. So Jonathan Majors, will be able to do blackface afterwards?
He already got
a blackface. He don't need to do
one. He going to do a blackface because he want to be like Obama and Michelle.
So he got to do blackface.
He got to do blackface.
My thing about Jonathan Majors is I don't think it should have affected his career. And the reason I say that is because when you look at the totality of the circumstances, not what he said.
He has a very Negro face.
He does. He does. He could play a slave really good.
Very well.
Wait a minute.
It's a classic face.
It's a classic slave face.
Why did they don't have those
like
faces?
That's the face I picture when I think of Roots.
They don't have them faces often no more.
Because we're no longer breeding people to look a certain way. Slavery is dead. It's gone.
It's very classic.
Mental slavery might still exist, like Bob Marley said, but physical slavery should have ended. Should have, I said.
There's slavery going on in
it's got a lot of forms. Yeah. Trust me. It's morphed. And it's morphed into things that we're standardizing now. Calling it
jail.
Okay.
Jail has slavery still.
Of course that is slavery. Mm-hmm. That is still slavery. We chain them up. We shackle their feet. We shackle their hands. And we parade them right into the courtroom like we used
That's
to.
True.
And we sit them right on the bench. And
we
everybody
need to edit the 13th Amendment that says that slavery is okay if you commit a crime. It should never be okay.
We need a statute.
We need an amendment to that statute. It's the 13th Amendment.
It's just trying to get all
revised.
The states behind that.
Oh, that's tough. That's going
to
be tough.
It's so hard to get amendments through anything nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're not getting anything done.
Back
days.
In the day, they had the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th.
Because they were working.
Right.
Congress actually worked for the people.
Now it's like, we ain't doing nothing.
By the people. Now
that Constitution is just fine the way it is. Why they had the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the
16th? Because we were modifying. When we knew better, we did better.
It's up to 26.
Now, the problem is most of us don't know better. So how are you going to do better when you don't know
when
better?
When did they stop amending? Like, I wonder what, when they
27
realized.
27 amendments. 27. I think the last one was like 1998.
Oh, that's not that far.
That's not that far back. What was the 98 amendment?
What
was the 98?
The year.
Okay, let me see.
She meant the year.
Amendment change.
So we'll let the producer look while
Jonathan.
While you're looking, we'll talk about Jonathan. I think Jonathan got a raw deal. I think if he wasn't famous, it would have been, y'all both need to stop. Stay away from each other. You think so?
Yeah.
Because of the racial content?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, fair analysis.
If you are going to choose to be with a white woman, you make sure you treat her right.
What is right, though? What's your definition of right? If she jumps on you, you take the beat down? Right. Yes. If you're running from her, you run faster?
Run fast. You don't mess
Jesus, take the wheel. Don't ask her to do anything. Don't be like Michelle Obama. No, Obama. No, no, nothing. Power couple. No, nothing. Nothing.
You become her slave.
Bow down.
That's what you do.
And worship.
Exactly.
In the proper manner.
In the proper manner.
And you will remain free.
And hope.
You remain free.
Right. And when you're tired of doing that, then.
Go quietly.
Leave.
Sneak in the night.
Sneak out.
Use the Underground Railroad to get out of it.
You got to sneak out. But if you're going to date her, just know that this may not end well for you.
Yes.
And it is a 87% chance that this, this may not end well for you.
Sir.
Because even if you get married, look at the Jeezy with his Asian woman.
Didn't work out?
Didn't work out.
Wow.
And it didn't last too long either.
Okay. Well, speaking of not working out, it didn't work out for Victor Hill, and it's not working out for Clayton County Jail.
All right. I got your 27th Amendment here.
Okay.
It was 1992, by the way.
Okay. Go ahead. Fact checking on Diva
Court. The 27th Amendment was for lawmakers, prevents members of Congress from granting themselves pay raises during the current sessions.
I remember
they have to
that.
Wait till the next one.
Oh, while we're at work, we need more money.
But
so let's pass it now.
No, you can't pass it while you're working.
When I'm done working, I'm going to ask for
Once
this raise.
Once the session is over,
then I can ask for the raise.
Then you can ask for a raise.
Wonderful.
What difference? Who do you ask?
Yourself.
Yourself.
Okay. Yourself.
Yeah.
It has to go through.
You ever think they're going to vote against themselves getting a raise? So. Oh, okay. Because I don't know.
But that. It's just to make sure you don't do it during a session.
While we're busy. You're going to spend a whole session worrying about your check instead of getting the people's work done.
$100,000. No, we should get $250,000.
And
no,
the session is
we
ended.
Should get $300,000.
Did you pass any bills for the citizens? Not yet. We're busy working on our. Hey, we got that raise.
How much? What is the percentage of raises they can get? Is it any kind of?
I increments? Don't think they max out. They need to max out. They need to pass the 28th one that says no more money for y'all unless you go to work.
Did they pass? Is the 26th bill says we don't add any more amendments after this 27th one we're about to do where we get raises? They don't have that one?
No.
They ain't amend nothing else.
You got to get in.
Ain't no amendment.
That's where the.
And
that's
see, that's the
real.
That's the thing. When it, like, where's the bill about abortion? Which, like, instead of talking about. Oh, Trump took it away. Where's the bill? Where's the bill on the floor? Where is it at?
Let me tell you something.
It's there. It's just you don't have people voting for it.
Well, here's the problem.
Like, where's
if,
the where's
if we
the...
could stop the career politicianing, we could probably get something done. Because if you knew
but
that
you know,
your
I
time
wanna,
here,
I don't want to hear about somebody taking something away when y'all not doing nothing to get it. And well, I understand it's still.
We would have to change our form of government.
Right.
We would have to go communist. I'm telling you, you just have to go communist. I mean, that's
don't say it too loud because you know back there was a time that if you ever said that, they would have came and got
no,
you.
But that's the only way to control people without a democracy to get the things done. You want it done the way you want it done to make everybody do it
so
and comply.
Saying, well, no, it's not what you want. Communism isn't what you want. You want a dictatorship.
That's
you
even
can have,
better.
You can have we'll democracy with communism. But what you're asking for is authoritarianism.
That's even better. Tell them what to do because they don't know. And they're not smart enough to decide for themselves. All they're going to do is waste time. And by the time you blink, they're old and dead. And we're stuck with the mess. Clean up on aisle five. Speaking of clean up on aisle five, clean up at the jail. Victor Hill, who has been convicted.
I've been
and is serving federal time. No, no, no.
There.
No. Kudos to Victor Hill. Yeah. When he ran to Clayton County Jail,
there were no stabbings in the
that
head.
Place was clean. Nobody died. There was no injuries. Inmates were not sleeping on top of each other. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if he was getting a budget. I don't
Wait.
Know. You know what? It's a budget
issue.
Remember
how I said that you need to take him to the jail and put him in timeout?
Don't take them to Clayton County Jail or to Fulton because they will not have time out. They will have time under.
No, but what
in the grave.
Wait, what I'm saying is he was putting them in time out.
My question is, why isn't
it? Wasn't even him. It was his workers. He wasn't even present.
Why isn't the Fulton County Sheriff going to jail?
He needs to because there's a lot of people dying on his watch. And I don't understand if Victor Hill can go to jail because they strapped somebody down who was trying to run away. Why is Sheriff Labatt at the Fulton County Jail still free?
What about all the people getting murdered?
Not even that.
Body.
Remember,
Hello?
There's a dude that died from just bed bugs alone. That sounds
not even another inmate.
How many? You know how many bed bugs you have to have in order to die?
Hello. You should have seen
that
it.
That is, that's like, I'm they telling sucked you, all your blood.
The but conditions.
It sounds like a horror movie.
It does.
The conditions were so bad.
This is Fulton County?
That, yeah. Okay. That some of the pictures, if that were an animal shelter, I think PETA would have shut it down. Mm. PETA would have closed it and said, no, you got to move these animals. You can't leave them here. But that's because you have to value a human life more than you value an animal's life. Mm-hmm. And we are not there at this juncture as it pertains to the Fulton County Jail. So Victor Hill, listeners, is commenting from where I don't know. I don't know.
Arkansas.
I don't know if he gets.
He's been an Arkansas federal prison.
I don't know if he gets a free phone call a day or a free interview a month. Or how he would get to the news.
The sheriff said that Victor called him to give him some advice.
Let me give you some advice, sir. You're running the jail wrong. It's nasty. It's dirty. But you know what? I do think if he were still there, that these problems wouldn't exist. Yeah. Honestly. He was able to manage it.
Look, those employees is calling Victor and giving him
all the news. Yeah.
Like, I'm about to resign because.
Yeah, they telling him.
It is nasty. I don't know what they're doing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. He did an excellent job.
And for this man to put you into office, you should be listening to him.
Maybe I don't know if he put him into office. Well, I know rumors have it that he put him into office.
That's what it said.
I don't think it's necessarily true. Well, and if it is, it's not uncommon for people who you have assisted to get to a position of power to say, I'm here by myself.
But look, if Victor told Clayton County voters to vote for him, he'd have put him in office.
Well, there's that part. So he needs to tell him vote for somebody else to get that jail cleaned up. And maybe you'll realize.
You're about to lose your job.
Maybe he'll realize
you's about to
that
lose
Victor
your
actually
job
makes a difference in your county when he tells people to vote for you. Because those voters voted for that man when he had an 80-count indictment pending against him. And he won. And then he got a not guilty. So they were smart. They were like, wait, you can't try him in Clayton.
Didn't you
didn't try him in Clayton. They had to go to the federal court where nobody knows it.
Didn't you say that he had to sign something to say he wouldn't run for office again?
When?
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, maybe, well, obviously it can't be true because.
I didn't know that.
He didn't take a plea.
No.
And he's in jail.
And he's appealing. So if he wins his appeal and they overturn his conviction, and guess what? Victor for sheriff.
Yeah. Or if he wins, if he doesn't win his appeal and they don't overturn his conviction, can he run for sheriff again?
Well, maybe him and Donald Trump's attorneys should get together because it looks like if he gets convicted, he's still going to run the country from the prison.
From the prison. But can you run as a convicted?
That's a question that no one's answered yet. It remains
to be seen. But police department, though, is that different, though?
To be a law enforcement officer?
He would have to be recertified to be a...
No, that's my point is post-certification, does a sheriff need post-certification to be a sheriff? And it clearly...
It's a political office.
Right. And it sounds as if, based on the Supreme Court's analogy of whether or not you should be getting involved... As an officer, you can...
He's an office holder,
you can do whatever you want if you're running... And you're not convicted, and maybe even if you are convicted, if it's an elected position and the title or the qualifications doesn't say
anything.
Well,
I think that's true. Like, if the people elected you to be sheriff.
So that means we're getting rid of the criteria to run for certain offices? Because
that
means, why can't I sell a house if I have a felony? What's that got to do with me selling a house?
Oh, no, you can, it depends on how long you had that felony.
That's my point. Any felony, period. None. Any felony I have, I should be able to sell a house. Give me my real estate license. Did I take the test and pass it? Maybe we should rethink
But you're convicted, so that's different, right?
No, my point is, okay, I said it here on Diva Court before. Why can't I vote? I went to prison for something. Why can't I vote?
That's crazy.
Why can't I vote? Things that make you go,
I got to pay taxes.
I don't stop doing that when I come out.
I'm a taxpayer.
I still have to do that.
You know, that's crazy because there was this thing called the Tea Party.
Well, they drank up all the tea because I sure don't see it around.
Where they said that, you know, due to a lack of representation, you know, they went buck wild. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, right? The Boston Tea Party.
But here's the thing.
They went buck wild. Y'all don't know about the
Boston. Yes, we know about the Boston Tea Party. Right. No, no taxation without representation.
Exactly. Yeah, but no taxation without representation.
But here's my
point.
So
you're taxing felons who are paying taxes.
If I'm paying taxes, I should be able to vote.
And they can't be represented. Yeah.
I should be able to vote.
I think even certain states, it's not until after you've completed the whole thing you're able to vote. But even then, you should be able to vote in jail.
I think so, too. Give me my ballot.
You don't pay taxes in jail.
Of course
you do. Why not? I got to go out in this chain gang and do all this
commissions.
Stuff.
Commissions. not commissions,
that's
but
labor.
Commissary.
I still work
commissary.
As labor. I'm pressing them license plates. Yeah. You wearing them on your car.
That's labor. You ain't getting paid.
You wearing it on your car.
Taxes don't.
No, they have to be compensated. They don't get minimum wage, but they get compensated.
You know what else?
Because that would be slavery. You know what else? So they got smart, and they were like, give them $5 an hour. Yeah.
You know
$3.75.
Give them
you
a
know
penny.
What else, though?
Minimum wage.
If the government is paying for each individual to, don't they pay for each individual to be there?
Wait. They're paying private contractors.
Right, for
if
each
we,
individual
if
to
we,
be housed, right?
If we got private contractors.
So that's tax dollars.
Tax dollars on what?
The government is paying private companies to house slaves. these criminals.
Modern day slaves.
Right. These criminals. The government is paying. So that is for my body, that money, I should be represented. There you go. Just solve the problem.
Facts here at Diva Court. Not in evidence.
There's no evidence on that.
But Victor, kudos to you. Hopefully you're enjoying your club fed, because I saw when you left in your Hawaiian shirt and your shorts on your private jet. So evidently you are not shaken by your conviction.
Shaken.
Nor stirred. Todd Chrisley, listeners, has been found liable for defamation in a civil case filed against him by an IRS representative. I don't think you should be able to sue.
No.
Listen to me.
If you can't sue government offices because they be having so much immunity.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to sue them when you're talking about. They shouldn't be able to sue a citizen if I'm talking about how they're not doing their job right.
Exactly.
Because he was complaining, listeners, Todd Chrisley, the famous Todd Chrisley from the reality show, something about the Chrisleys. The Chrisleys. Do you remember
Keeping
the name?
Keeping Up with the Chrisleys.
Something with the Chrisleys.
Where the Chrisleys
but,
at?
But where the Chrisleys? We're just making
Chrisley's
shows.
Chrisley's Chronicles?
Just Chrisley Cream.
With the Chrisleys?
Chrisley Cream.
Right.
Here's the thing. If he isn't being investigated by the IRS and the investigator who is assigned to his case, Chrisley comes back and says, I don't owe those taxes. She's a liar. She's making stuff up.
This is illegal.
I can say that. Is that not First Amendment freedom of speech to disagree with an investigation regarding the earnings I had and my actions regarding those earnings?
And it's about her job.
And it's about your job. I didn't make allegations that you were a prostitute or that you're doing drugs or that you have a pizzeria where you're sleeping with kids in the bottom of the building, like some of the MAGA allegations about Hillary Clinton.
Those weren't MAGA people. Those were QAnon people.
QSTZXY, anything. But my point is,
I mean, the Venn diagram has like, it's a circle. If it was a Venn diagram.
And the middle is
both.
Is MAGA.
It's both of them.
My point is, the allegations were not outlandish. They weren't outlandish enough to warrant her having a civil action.
It's probably the same judge that was in that Trump case for those women who won
the verdict against Trump.
Yeah.
I thought they won in New York. I didn't think they won in Georgia.
No, they was in Georgia.
No, you're talking about the ladies who filed suit against. It wasn't against Trump.
It was against Rudy Giuliani.
Giuliani. Yeah, Giuliani out there, the lie, the fly, and the die. Yeah,
yes,
he was
the die.
But
was
yeah, the thing
face.
Is, he made allegations that were criminal. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he accused them of crime. Look at that ballot. Look at them taking votes and stealing the ballots. And that video, you know, I'm passing gum to my daughter, and you're alleging that I'm passing a vote or a ballot or, you know what I'm saying? That's a little bit different. If it's outlandish, like it's blatantly false. Mm-hmm. But Chrisley is entitled to his opinion that the investigator is not being truthful regarding the taxes they're alleging he owes. And to have
freedom of speech, y'all. They
shut that freedom of speech down. It's $755,000 in damages.
That needs to be appealed.
Woo, you got to appeal that.
That can't stand.
I mean, even if he was wrong, you understand what I'm saying? Because he's in prison. So evidently the jurors believed whatever evidence the federal government put up. Because if the jurors didn't believe the evidence, then you wouldn't
Did he take a plea or he went to court?
He went to prison. He tried his case. So both he and his spouse are in prison. So even if he was wrong, they're in federal prison.
You think he's enjoying prison?
Probably. Federal pen is not. Okay, let me take that back. I don't think anybody enjoys prison because your freedom being taken, you can't go to the bathroom when you want to go to the bathroom. Somebody tells you when to eat, when to sleep, when to turn off the lights. I think that's not enjoyable. So I wouldn't use the word. I think it's reckless to say enjoyable. Tolerable. Can you tolerate certain jail conditions?
So if you were a vagabond and you do something on a federal level, you go to federal prison.
But if you commit a federal crime. Yeah, you got to.
So if you know how they say that, you know, the homeless people be committing crimes to go stay in the jail. So I guess if you want
to
live.
It's wintertime. Commit federal offense if you want to go to a federal.
Federal offense.
Yeah. You get better food, you get better accommodations. Yeah, but most people.
You need to pretend to rob the bank.
And then that's a whole lot of time just to get a warm winter. I wouldn't go there.
Three hots and a cot.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Three hots and a cot.
That's a lot of time.
So what would be a federal crime that would be worth the sum of?
I can't find one because every federal one I think of is too much time.
You'd have to do a white collar crime. So that's the privilege of money. So you have to be rich to be able to have
enough time.
I'm already poor. I'm homeless.
So you need to just get like a real job and then be a fake grip.
That's too much work. You might as well just earn your living.
You need to be able to do insider training.
What if
you convince others to, do you know this guy named Sir Major?
Never heard of him.
Okay. What if you convince others, I think this guy convinced, he came up with a Black Lives Matter organization and had people donate money to him.
Oh, that liar. I heard about the liar. I didn't hear his name, but I heard about the story about somebody making a fake Black Lives Matter and collecting money.
He collected like $500,000.
Yeah, maybe he'll
get that federal.
It depends on how you got the money.
So if he's getting the money in different states,
right,
then it would be federal.
Correct.
So most likely, yes.
So then maybe if they do that.
But that requires.
You think that's worth it?
That requires money.
If you're homeless.
If I already have the money, why would I do a crime to get money if I have money?
No, I'm talking about you homeless.
Well, where am I going to get the money if I'm homeless?
They got cell phones. No, what you do.
Oh, I'm coming up with a scheme to get the money.
Yes.
Okay.
And how's he going to film the scheme when he ain't got no house to film it in?
Say that again. That's what you say.
That's
say
exactly what the homeless person would have said. Say that again. Say that again.
No, you create.
How do I get the money?
Create a GoFundMe account. That says
he can't even create lights, gas, and water. How is he gonna create a GoFundMe account?
He can always create a GoFundMe account. That's not
that
even
that says that this is for Black Lives Matter. And then you
look,
keep the money.
He does create a GoFundMe account,
and that
me?
Would still be legal. No, my no, Black no. Life Matters.
Well, tell that to Sir Majors because he is in
look.
The
he does create a GoFundMe account. It's that little cardboard sign you hold up. At the red
they
light.
Need to. That's what they need to do. They need to be on these social media accounts and saving their time of being outside.
That's horrible. All right, so Chrisley, hopefully you don't have to cut a check. Hopefully you win that appeal because I think it's unfair. If the feds have immunity, you should have freedom of speech and you should be able to say, "Oh, so you just gonna drink the fit to okay to Chrisley?"
She just gonna sue him, so I'm just gonna drink.
All right, listeners, the judge in Florida, Judge Cannon, federal district court judge, decides that Donald Trump's bid to have his classification of documents, classified documents, classified as personal, he did not win. So she ruled against Trump. Now, the caveat to that is that this judge was seated by Donald Trump. What do you think, Diva? Is that what betrayal? Or is that enforcement of the law?
She better hope he don't get in office.
Because he said it's going to be vengeance on day one.
List, checking it twice.
He's looking for naughty and nice, you've been naughty.
He's going to come for you.
Okay. He is coming for her already because he's made all the comments and stuff. You know what? It's crazy because he has made a shamockery of contempt. Listen, he's had so many contempt orders that were not enforced that contempt is almost like when a client says, if I don't do what the judge orders,
it sounds like a divorce case.
I don't know, sir.
It sounds like a divorce case.
I don't know.
It sounds like a custody case that we have had before where they done violated every order.
If it's the mom, she can violate all the orders.
No. Remember, the case I'm thinking about, it was the dad who was violating every order.
And what?
Yeah.
He must have been in a good county, because every now and then you can get a dad-friendly county. Oh, cool. But majority of the counties are not. What county? Poor thing. Poor thing.
You got to get up.
But you know what? Even a cat has 9 lives. So maybe that dad had 9 lives over there in Gwinnett, and it helped because he was using all of them. Okay. All right. So she denies that. Case goes down the track. What you think's going to happen? Think it's going to be a trial?
I think that she better hope and pray
that he does not win.
The Supreme Court, 2 things. The Supreme Court says that he can't be tried for criminal charges, or he does not win, because it's over for now.
Wow. So how would he unseat her if she's supposed to be permanently seated?
He probably has his ways. He's about to, if he can become, if he can become president, do you know how crazy that would be?
Yeah.
Listen.
It's going to flip America upside down.
It will flip. Listen, let me say this.
It's going to flip America upside down.
I am not Team Biden, right? But Trump being president would be crazy.
Well, you've heard what he said, and he means what he says.
Oh, yeah. He's the only politician who means what he says.
You can take him at his word.
You can't take the other ones.
Okay.
I mean, it would be entertaining, though.
Very entertaining, but scary as I don't.
To talk about.
No. Let me tell you something.
So much to talk about on Diva Court.
I watched so much CNN and Fox News.
You can't watch them.
No. You don't understand what I'm saying. And regular news and any news there was, because I was waiting for the report that said, yep, the red button was pushed. Get your mask and get in the basement.
But look, we under Joe Biden, and we have a war in Israel. We have
not we.
No, I'm talking about
we don't have a damn thing in Israel.
I'm talking about this earth.
Oh, okay.
We have a war.
The planet. Okay.
We have a war in Israel. We have a war in Ukraine. And I'm hearing that the Iranians might join this war. Like, so the wrong thing happens, we have to jump in this war with Israel.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? They are in NATO. They're like our top ally.
Nope.
You don't think they're going to jump
in? You didn't hear the threat last week? Oh, you must have missed it. Hot news. In the news, it is, you better get some humanitarian relief getting to these people really quick, or we're going to have to change our position. Either you change your position, sir, or we're going to have to change
America
our position.
America would need another 9/11 for them to be able to...
Ain't no way you're going to convince Americans that just was coming out of Afghanistan and we didn't learn nothing. People dropping off of planes like flies, climbing on tires and wheels of airlines.
It was the fact that the war lasted for almost 20 years.
Ooh, with no victory.
People
with different countries going in there trying to fight.
You don't think America
never will we get involved in that.
It's still in the back of people's minds of how long, like literally.
Fresh.
I know, I get it.
How
fresh.
Long
it would be
was.
Crazy fresh. If we did.
You ever had that fight where you got that good beat down where you said, I don't think I want to fight?
You know, Trump said that the people who represent that land need to vote for him, which means he gonna jump into that fight.
That man,
it'll be political suicide.
Let me tell you something about him. There are certain things he's not gonna do. He'll rib you up to do it because he's like kryptonite to a Superman. Anything touch that? Turns to mush, or goes to jail.
Not mush.
Lawyers don't get paid, or they go to jail. Which one would you like to be?
Right.
No thanks.
Or you can argue in front of the Supreme Court, because old boy won that case, so it's gonna make him look
good. I wouldn't call that a victory.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think that it was a victory that he is able to?
Let
be
me
on
tell
the
you something. It was my best
professor.
God rest his soul in peace. I remember when I was in law school and I was interning at a prosecutor's office. And I remember being so excited about being in court and, you know, being involved in a trial and getting a verdict in favor of the prosecution and all that good stuff. And I came back to class and I was like, Professor, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I was just charged up and bragging about how we won and da-da-da. And I'm expecting his reaction to be, yeah! And his reaction was, that's not a victory. And I was like, what? He said, that's not a victory. I'm like, what part of we won do you not understand, sir? And he said, you know when you have a victory that you can celebrate like that? When you don't have the state's checkbook, when you don't have a prosecutor's office full of investigators, when you don't have a bunch of other lawyers that can come in and help and do research for you, when you have to be your own investigator, go out and take your own pictures for a client who has no money to pay you for those services.
That's a victory.
And you go up against that Goliath and you come back and say, I got to win. Then you can come in here celebrating like that. And I was like, suck the wind. Hey, suck the wind right out of my sail.
Your soul.
And left me in the water just going, doggy paddling, going, was
this,
hell.
Was this the DA or was this the, was this just like the?
No, this was one of my law professors.
Law professor.
Yeah, because I was in law school. And remember, you have to do your externship, internship, some people call it. And I was interning at a prosecutor's office. So I was exposed to trials and we were doing all this stuff. And it was just so invigorating, you know what I'm saying, to see it work.
High five and
yeah.
Like, another black person. Hey, yeah.
Let me tell you something. We didn't.
Hey, hey, hey. They didn't really, I mean, they didn't have no evidence on them for real, but you know, we got that nigga.
W for the win. That man said, stop.
Hey, we know his attorney sucks. Stop. We know that that evidence shouldn't have got in because it really wasn't about him.
His counsel was asleep at the table.
It was actually. It was actually some evidence from another photo, but oh well.
It was another case.
How probably how often that probably happens?
Oh my God, too often. It's tearfully
I
often.
Bet you is too
tearfully often. But I think that was a great experience. Honor,
I just want to say that that evidence does not belong in this case.
No. Why are you laughing? Okay, all right, listeners, we're just gonna share a tidbit. We have a matter where we're supposed to have a forensic interview of a minor child who is allegedly abused. We get a forensic interview. It's not even the right sex.
Oh, my God.
We are supposed to see a boy.
I don't even know about this. Hey, I just made this up.
No,
this
is, we are supposed to see a boy. We turn on and we see a girl. Oh. We're like, who is this? This is not what we're looking for. So it happens. It happens. Trust me, it happens. We brought it to the court's attention and it didn't, you know, we haven't moved yet because we're waiting on the right one. And we still don't have that months later. So I don't know what happened to the right
and
one.
But you can't sue these people.
Immunity, ma'am. Immunity.
You can't even sue these people.
Immunity.
Like my kids, I still don't have my kids.
Immunity.
And you got the wrong video.
Immunity. Can you say sovereign?
You ain't immunity. Did your job.
Qualified immunity. There's several of them. Mm-hmm. You could describe them, but we use them too freely. And that's why I'm for them taking it off the police officers. I think we'd be a lot more responsible with those bullets if we knew that there could be some consequences.
But the thing is, ain't nobody going to want to be a police officer.
Good. Good.
Well, then they shouldn't.
Good.
They shouldn't be. If they Good. Don't feel like they can shoot somebody with full immunity.
Good. If the only way you could police our community is gunning us down, good. Please stop.
Please.
Please leave. Go. Today.
Honestly, no one should have immunity. That shouldn't even be it.
I agree. You shouldn't be able to do your job properly. Right. Doctors don't have it. Doctors don't have it. And let me tell you something. Their job is risky.
Yeah.
Risky. Because I can open you, and just because of the risk of opening someone, boom, you gone. Next thing I know, I got a wrongful death. I can't get malpractice coverage, and my family is ruined. My life is ruined.
You
my career is ruined.
Stomach?
I got scissors. I'm the cotton. I left the cotton. What can I say? I was tired. I stitched you back up with the cotton in there. Hello? Well, it stopped up the bleeding. What do you want out of me? I'm doing 15 of these a day because I'm in the emergency room. I'm in an internship. That's what y'all do. Y'all keep me here for a whole week and tell me this is how you're training me to be a better doctor.
To
lose all the sleep possible and then treat people.
Right.
That is absurd. But guess what? A lot of society's norms are absurd.
That's true.
But we need to have a show called Absurd.
Absurd.
And just show all the absurdities that occur on a daily basis. All right, now you can go whoop, whoop. Speaking of wins, ones that you can celebrate, that is.
Okay.
LSU star Angel Reese declares that she's going where? To the WNBA. Speaking of the WNBA, let's talk about, what is that, NCAA championship was played. You know, ladies and
it's
gentlemen.
It's hard for me to remember that one or the NCAACP.
Wait a minute.
NCAAPP.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
NCAACP.
NS.
You never heard of it?
How do you pronounce
it? Wow.
What is it?
Is it the NAACP?
NAACP.
Wow.
Useless organization.
Is that why you can't remember the acronym?
Yeah, that's why I can't remember.
Wow. So the NAACP does do good work, and we know that. All organizations fail every now and then.
And it's a failure.
Some more now than then, and some more than now. However, it still serves a purpose. So we're hopeful that leadership, you know, like you, will take the reins.
Yes.
And come in and make the difference that you don't see.
I'm going to definitely do that.
Can you do that before you coach basketball?
Listen, if I got to bring her to the game.
No. Can you do that before you do the game?
I'm trying to get my money right so I can be helpful.
Okay.
But I heard that so when they did the board versus education lawsuit.
You mean Brown v. Brown. Board.
Board okay. versus education. Board. Brown versus board. When they did Brown versus board, the initial issue was really, we're okay with separate, but it has not been equal. So it does need to be equal. So we want more money to make sure that it's equal, but we can be separate. And then the NAACP came in and said, no, let's integrate the schools and don't ask for money.
Wait a minute.
That's what I heard.
I know you paraphrasing that. That's why my face looks like
that's
it looked.
That's what I heard.
That's partially not truth? Necessarily the truth.
Can you look that up?
I think the argument was that separate cannot be equal because
that was the final argument. The initial premise was for them to just get more funding to the black schools. But then when they, you know, went up, the NAACP jumped on board and said, don't ask for money, just integrate the schools.
Okay, so here's what the mindset could be if I were the lawyer arguing for the NAACP. Let's assume for argument's sake that statement is true. It would be because as the NAACP, I would be concerned that you're going to tell me you're going to fund me, but you're not going to adequately fund me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't adequately fund me, I'm separate and I'm still not equal. Mm-hmm. But I know you're going to fund Caucasians. I know you're going to fund whites. Mm-hmm. And I know the computers are going to be in their building. So it'd be easier for me to get access to my black children or my brown children if I put them in the environment you've already set up for them because it's cushy. It's got the computers. It's got the technology. It's got the desks.
It's got state of the art. Those Christian protesters out there.
It's got them good old Christians
yelling at you to say you're going to hell.
Good old Bible totems.
You know what? I think if I would have not participated in that. I don't think.
Wait. Participating in what?
In integrating the schools. I don't think I would have sent my child to a school. Like, I don't talk.
Okay, so context matters. During that time, the mindset and the societal mindset would have caused you to do it. If you notice how when society changes and the norms changes and things change.
Because I think it's different to integrate a bus system because you're an adult going in to be harassed by other adults. I'm taking that choice to take on my armor and we're going to integrate this restaurant so I can sit here and eat this lame ass food. So, but I'm an adult and I'm doing this because I think it's better for our community. But to send my child, my baby.
I think you would have done it. Segregation is like,
they said separate but equal, but most of the time it's just separate or you didn't have it. So it was just for white people only and you didn't get anything. Like most of the times the pools were segregated, you didn't get a pool. There wasn't a black pool and a white pool. There was just a white pool and no black pool.
We would have to. I would have.
So that's the problem. I don't think they were getting equal. And I think they were concerned that equal was going to take so long to get that these kids were going
to
be adults.
I would have to. That would be an interesting thing to look at is what. I'm not saying that. Let me say this. I'm not saying that they were getting equal. I'm not even saying that at all.
You're not getting equal today. What are you talking about?
It's worse. Because not only are we not getting equal, we're getting your education that is not.
Watered down. Right, modified.
Modified. Or
to
whatever,
your pleasure.
Whatever they wanted to be.
Making you feel good about yourself.
Right. So I guess my thing is that I would want to know what was being taught. Because if the information that's, let's say we have one book. They only give us one book. You know what I'm saying?
It's not going to be the book that benefits us. That what you're
I'm
saying?
I'm saying, like, they give us one. We don't have enough books for everybody. We get one math book that is the standard for whatever it needs to be for us to learn, blah, blah, blah. That would be more worth it.
Okay, I see where they're arguing from. They're arguing from the fact that it is separate makes it unequal. So the separation in itself
is unequal.
So you can't have one or the other. That's literally saying that
that's even worse.
An equation.
Separate is not equal, period. You cannot make separate equal.
You can never make separate
equal. Okay, but see, that's even worse. Because it would be